नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Vishnu Sahasranam, name 470, is Naika Karma Krit, which means not one work doer. He doesn't do one work. In other words, in all his actions, Lord Vishnu, or as we prefer to concentrate on Krishna, affects many purposes. His real purpose in everything is to please his devotees. His real purpose is to please, or we can say that's his main purpose, or his central purpose. Although when he comes to this world, he states he has more than one purpose. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashayata dushkritam. Dharma samstharpanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. So these are stated as his three main purposes. So in the matter of, he comes from time to time to this world in his various forms. The previous name given was Naikatma, which means he doesn't, hand on the mouth, please go wash it. You can explain afterwards why. Or you can go and explain now if you want. Then he'll turn the tap on with the same hand that's already contaminated. Many things to explain. So the previous name was Naikatma, which means not one form. So the Lord takes many forms for fulfilling different purposes. He takes the form of matsya to enjoy some pastimes with Satyavrata Muni and to save the Vedas at the time of the flooding. He takes the form of Varaha to lift up the earth and accept her as his consort. So he takes different forms to fulfill different purposes. But he also, in doing one act, he fulfills many purposes. That is one aspect of him being expert. One of the names in Vishnu Sahasranam is Daksha, which means expert. So he's expert in everything that he does, and he's so expert that by doing one thing, he can affect many results. Now, this understanding of the name of Naika Karma Krit as being one who does many works by one work, I don't find in the commentaries any commentators commentated. So this is a novel interpretation of this name. The Sri Vaishnava commentator on this name, he links the names in this verse, which have come up, Shravash, Vyapi, Naikatma, and now Naika Karma Krit. He links them all to the pastime of the Lord who appeared at the time of the churning of the milk ocean, and he was Naikatma. In that Leela, he was not in one form. He took many forms, or several forms in that pastime. He took the form of himself as Vishnu, as taking the taking the role of one of the demigods. He took the form of Kurma to support the Mandara mountain, which was being pulled by the demigods and the demons with Vasuki, the snake, who's also a Vibhuti representation of Krishna. So he was also present. Then he appeared in a many-handed form on the top of the mountain, and he also appeared as the Mohini. Truly, Bhagavan is inconceivable. We can't imagine him appearing in the form of a tortoise, kachap. We can't imagine appearing in the form of a pig. But then they're all male forms, but he also appears in a female form. He appears as an atheist, which is why we were just seeing the Dashavatar in the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya. They don't accept Buddha among the Dashavatar. But we do among the Gauriyas, and he is mentioned also in Srimad Bhagavatam as one of the avatars of the Lord. Well, I might as well say that verse, seeing as I was revising it. Tatah kalo sambravritte sammohaya sura divisham buddho nam nanjana sutta kikata kikka teshu bhavishyati. In future, Sutta Goswami says, because he was speaking 5,000 years ago and Buddha came after that. So in future, at the beginning of Kali Yuga, for the purpose of bewildering the enemies of the, or those who are envious of the godly people, the son of Anjana will appear in the province of Kikata, Gaya, as the son of Anjana, and that is the Buddha avatar. So he's not only is he not one form, but he's not at all stereotyped. He does many things. He's an unpredictable, not stereotyped, he's not a boring god. There's this idea of God who sits on a cloud, throws everyone into hell. Okay, you can go to heaven.
Jai!
You can go to hell. Oh! Just sitting there. Heaven, 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 hell, 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 hell. It seems there are many more going to hell than to heaven. So, if you're lucky, you get the right. There's no way of saying intelligently what you should do to go to heaven. Just you have to be lucky enough to believe in the right thing that they say. But Krishna, he's not at all some old man sitting on a cloud. He's a young, very attractive young boy. And he plays in Vrindavan, but that's not all. He does many things. He also does karma. He often speaks about, his namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spriha. He says, I'm not attached to the doing any work, but I do work. But his karma is not like our karma. When you say naika karma krit, he does many activities. So you can say someone who does many activities, they're very expert. In cricket, everyone, well, at least the males here, they all know about cricket. I probably know less about cricket than all of you because I never had any interest in it. Whereas people from India and now Bangladesh, they've also become interested in cricket, although previously they weren't very much interested in cricket. But just in the last generation, they've become interested. When I was in Bangladesh in the 1980s, it wasn't a big thing. But now I was just there a few days ago, and I saw even in the villages, the young boys are playing cricket. So in cricket they say an all-rounder. So Krishna is the real all-rounder. He's expert in everything. Everything. He's anything you can imagine and many things you can't imagine. But the point is, he does some work. Now you may think, well, I don't want to work. I want to get liberated from this material world and stop all work. The work, if I had enough money, I'd just retire. I don't want to work. However, we should understand that Krishna's work and our work, it's not the same. Krishna doesn't have to go to a factory or an office or a shop or go door to door knocking on people's doors trying to sell something. But nevertheless, Krishna has activity. Our activity in this world is simply the cause of further bondage within it. But Krishna's activities, they are always on the platform beyond bondage. Krishna is, not only is Krishna free from the bondage of this world, but simply by understanding that Krishna is free from the bondage of this world, we get free from the bondage of this world ourselves. What's that verse? Very famous verse from Bhagavad Gita. Who can say in this regard? Anyone? No. All right, I'll say it. Janma karma cha me divyam evang yo veti tatvataha. Now you're saying it, but you couldn't think when I... That means you're just learning the Sanskrit, but you're not thinking what it means. Evang yo veti tatvataha tyagva dehang punar janma naiti mam eti sorjuna. Krishna says that one who understands that my janma and my karma, he speaks about his karma, they are divya, they are not of the nature of this world. Then, Krishna says, they themselves become liberated from having to take another body. They come to me. And when they go to Krishna, what do? Well, in Krishna's world, there's also karma. You say, well, I don't want to go there. I'm doing karma here. I don't want to go somewhere else where there's more karma. But Krishna's karma is technically called lila, which means something like a drama. It's all play. It's all fun. It's all enjoyment. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bistabhirya eva nityarupataya kalabihi goloka eva nivasatya kilatma bhuto govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. Well, the particular point I wanted to take out here is ananda chinmaya rasa. The rasa he enjoys is ananda chinmaya, blissful, spiritual. Ananda chinmaya rasa mataya ananda chinmaya rasa mataya kalasa tabhirya eva. No, I'm getting mixed up. No, there's another one. Lilayatena bhuvanani jayachidya. By his lila, by his blissful lila, he rules over this world. So first of all, we should understand when we're speaking about Krishna not performing one kind of karma. He performs many kinds of karmas, but it's not like us who are working. There are people also who perform many kinds of karmas. Sometimes they have two jobs. People, they don't only have one job, they have two jobs. Some people have three jobs. Or people, they work in some office and then again they come home. The women, they have so much housework. Now they're protesting. They don't want to do so much housework. So everyone in this world has to do work. Krishna doesn't have to do work. First of all, we should understand Krishna comes to this world, he does activities, he's not forced to. when he says he comes to this world, he destroys the demons. He doesn't have to come. He can do it through his agencies. There are so many demons in the world. Krishna could kill them with some, not even in a spectacular way, by making a war. If there's a war and many millions of people are killed, it's spectacular. But it can be just by some flu virus. There's nothing. In a war, there may be something dramatic about it. It's not very dramatic, just a virus. We're told that just after the First World War, in which so many people were killed, there was a flu virus which swept the world, and in 2 years, this flu virus killed more people than were killed in 4 years in the whole First World War. So Krishna has his agents. He also doesn't have to come to this world to pick up the devotees. Or he may just come very occasionally. He may send his representatives. The Bhagavad Gita is there. He doesn't have to come personally. But he does so to please his devotees. That is the main reason for coming to this world. But he does something also, to set an example for others, and also because he likes to be active. There is an idea that, yeah, I don't want to do work, I just want to be peaceful, merge into some oneness. Or like Buddha, be very peaceful, calm. That's also stated in Bhagavad Gita, that the idea of attaining a state of calmness, that is, that when one is a state of samadva, when one is not attached to anything, not desiring anything, shanta na achirena digacchati. One can attain, Krishna speaks about that. One can attain a state of peacefulness. But peacefulness is not all in all. Krishna's pastimes, they're mostly not very peaceful. Especially Parashuram, Nrisimhadev, not very peaceful pastimes. Of course, there is also Yoga Nrisimha, who's sitting very peacefully in meditation. But his main pastime is as Ugra Nrisimha. Otherwise, if you're just peaceful as a lion, what's the point in being a lion? A lion gets his glory from his violence. The lion is the king of the jungle, not for being peaceful, because he dominates by his strength and his power. So Nrisimha, he comes in that particular form to demonstrate the anger of the Supreme Lord. And again he comes as Buddha to show the peacefulness of the Supreme Lord. As Rama, he's by nature very peaceful, but when required, he will kill all the demons. So many demons he killed with his bow and arrows. So Krishna, he's full of activities, full of love. The impersonalists, they want to merge into a state of peacefulness, no activity. When there's activity, there's not peacefulness, because you're always having to think what to do next, what to do next. But Krishna's pastimes, they're full of love. Love means activity. If you love someone, it's not a matter of just sitting and looking at them. There has to be some activity. Dadati pratigrihnati guhyamakyati prichati bhunkte bhojayate chaiva Shadvardha Priti Lakshanam. Between devotees there are six exchanges of love. To give something, to give a gift. Then if a gift is offered, to accept it. To reveal one's mind in confidence. And to discuss very confidentially with devotees, to talk with them, and to question them also. To feed devotees and to accept food from them. So these are activities. These are exchanges of love. And between Krishna and his devotees, there are many exchanges of love. When one is serving Krishna in Dasya Ras, he serves Krishna depending on his particular service. He may put on his shoes. In Vrindavan, Krishna doesn't wear shoes. Outside Vrindavan, he does. So one may put on his shoes, take them off. Or one may help Krishna to get dressed or clean the room where he stays, help to prepare the bath water, and so many things as the servant of Krishna. When one is a friend of Krishna, one may serve Krishna. There are different levels of friendship. One who is in very intimate, friendly relationship may play with Krishna and even fight with Krishna in a friendly fight. So these are activities. And Krishna himself, he may take the form of servant of Nanda Maharaj and carry Nanda Maharaj's shoe on his head to bring to him. So these are exchanges of love. Where there is love, there is activity. Someone is serving someone else to demonstrate the love. If it's only, I love you, only talking, then there's not, where is the love? Hanuman is known as the greatest servant of Lord Ram, and he is always chanting the glories of Lord Ram. Let us chant the glories of Lord Ram. Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram. So Hanuman is the, because wherever we chant the glories of Lord Ram, Hanuman will come. He's chanting the glories of Lord Rama. But it's not just that he's talking. When the time, when required, he will do all kinds of services. Jumping over the ocean, finding Sita, burning Lanka, bringing the mountain. Can't find the herbs? Okay, bring the whole mountain. Giving good advice, because after all he was the minister in the government of Sugriva. So giving good advice. Vibhishna's come, no, don't trust him. Hanuman says, yes, you trust him, he's all right. He's good. So he serves in many ways. And Krishna also serves his devotees. As an exchange, he performs activities for the Pandavas. Sometimes he would act as their night watchman. Sometimes he would act as their minister, giving good advice. Sometimes he acted as the servant by becoming the charioteer of Arjuna. Sometimes he acted as the messenger for Yudhishthira to the Kauravas. So in this way, Krishna performs many activities. He's not a lazy person. Please take the child who's screaming to the back. Krishna's not lazy. He's very active. He likes to be very active. And in all kinds of ways, in all kinds of ways, conceivable and inconceivable. He takes many forms. He's Naikatma, means he takes many forms for performing many activities. He's not just some, like some Madame Tussauds wax museum figure. Or we may think we see the deity, he's just standing there. But he has so many activities. He took the form of Kurma, that was a specific form suitable for balancing the Mandara mountain. He took the form of Varaha, which was a form specifically suitable for picking up the earth. Also, by taking the form of Varaha, he curbed the pride of Hiranyaksha, who thought, oh, it's just some forest animal. I'm the mighty Hiranyaksha who has conquered the whole universe. And here's some forest, just some forest animal. We go hunting and we kill such animals. But that apparently forest animal killed Hiranyaksha. So Krishna, he takes various forms to perform various pastimes. Shankaracharya, in his commentary, he says that, well, Vishnu, he performs creation, maintenance, and destruction of the universe. So he's involved in everything. Everything we do, he's involved in. He's upadrashtanumanta cha. He sees everything and he allows. You want to do this? Okay, you do this, you do that. You can do this, you can do that. He sanctions everything. So he's cognizant of everything at the same time. There are several names in Vishnu Sahasranam which give the idea of his being everywhere, Vyapi, that name just came, all-seeing, Sarva-darshana. So that's also one kind of activity, to see, to give permission, to allow someone Krishna allows to become a great, powerful emperor, someone he doesn't allow, he only allows him to be a janitor in a toilet. Krishna is involved and not involved. He's aloof, but he sees everything. So he's involved indirectly in everything. So he takes, in one sense, in a remote sense, he takes part in all the karmas, all the activities that everyone everywhere does. So just try to consider how amazing. What does it mean to be God? They think that God is just someone sitting on a cloud throwing people into hell. But what does it mean? It's boggles. If we try to think about all these things, it will boggle our tiny little minds to even begin to think, how great is God? Then, in the form of the demigods, like Chandra, Surya, Indra, Agni, Vayu, he expands himself in these forms and oversees the functions of the universe. The light of the sunlight comes from him. Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Ho. He is the light of the sun and the moon, or the moon and the sun, actually, comes in that order. He is the active principle in everything. So he manifests himself as the various demigods. He manifests himself as the king, Narayanam Chandaradhipam, who oversees, who himself is a great karmi. He's very active worker, and he oversees all the work of the universe. So Krishna, he's active in various ways. many of which are completely inconceivable to us. And he's not stereotyped. He's not within the scope of our so-called scientific inquiry. For instance, if we see a mango seed, we know that from a mango seed can come a mango tree, and from a mango tree will come more mangoes. So in this way we can study science, because we know that there are the laws of the universe. And if you plant a mango seed in the right kind of soil, at the right kind of depth, and it's given enough, it gets enough water, and it's in the right temperature range throughout the year, then eventually you'll get a mango tree which will give mangoes. But Krishna is unpredictable. No one could have predicted that the Supreme Lord would appear from the nostril of Brahma as Varaha. Brahma himself appeared from the lotus which sprouted from the navel of Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu. And then, so he is the son of Narayana, and Narayana again appeared as his son, as a little boar, Varaha, appeared, and everyone was astonished. They couldn't have predicted or imagined. So he appears in various ways. He appears in the human form as the child, just like Anjana Sutta, that name was just given, Buddha. He appears as the son of Anjana. He appears as the son of Devaki, the son of Yashoda. He appears as the son of Aditi, of Kaushalya. He also appears out of a pillar. He's not born in one way. He's Naika Janma Karma Chame Divyam. His activities are divine, which means they're not restricted to our way, to the limits of our material understanding. So he's also Naikaja. That's one name which is given here in Vishnu Sahasranam. He doesn't take one birth. And not only does he not take one birth, there's not one way of, just like he does all kinds of diverse activities, so he's born in various ways either. He's not only born from parents, but he's born from a pillar as Nrisimha. He's born from the nostril of Brahma. Even Brahma didn't know what was going on. He didn't think, oh, I'm pregnant in my nose. He didn't think, just Brahma appeared. There's no pregnancy or any such thing. Then Mohini Murti just manifested herself. The little fish who became the great Matsya Avatar. Which egg was he born from? We don't know. He was there in the water. So in this way, Krishna manifests himself in many ways. And those who have spiritual vision, they can see his presence in all activities and in all respectable persons. For someone who understands the nature of Vishnu, they see him present in all persons. And particularly they see him manifest. They see the mother is representative of God. The father is a representative of God. The teacher, the king. So they see he is manifested, but in various forms, and performs various activities. So in this way we can understand. There's a lot more to say about this, and I plan to speak about it more and more. But I won't do just now, because I'll do at some other city. So he appears in many forms, not just in one form. He has many activities, many leelas, and many bhavs or many moods. When he appears as Rama, he appears to be a different person to Krishna. His mood is different because he reciprocates with his devotees. Hanuman, he's known as the great symbol of servitude, dasyaras. So he doesn't want to be a gopi. If you ask him, you'll be a gopi, he says, no. Forget it, I'm Hanuman, I serve Rama. Srinate janakinate abheda paramatmani tatapi mama sarvasvam rama kamala lochanaha. Hanuman said that I know that the Lord of Narayana, the Lord of Lakshmi, Narayana, and the Lord of Janaki, Rama, they're the same supreme person. But anyway, my all in all is the lotus-eyed Rama. So we shouldn't think, Hanuman, yeah, he's just a servant of Rama. That's very low. But we shouldn't think like that. He is worshipable by us for his service. Narottam Das Thakur is the great acharya of the Gauriya Vaishnavas. He has expressed in many of his songs the desire to enter Vrindavan in the service of the gopis. Kobe Lokanath More Shongi Loya Jabe Shiru Papada Padme More Shamarpibe. He prays to his guru Lokanath, When will he take me and offer me in the service of Rupa? Rupa means Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. He's desiring the position of a servant of the gopis, female form. Sometimes he aspires for the position of a nupur on a gopi's foot, the ankle bells on the gopi's foot. You know that song? Ami Hari Bol Bol. It's not a very well known song. Ar Madan Mohan. Hari Bo Bo. You know that song? Bengalis, they may know it. It's a unique song in which he's praying for the position of the Junjuna that makes that sound. The ankle bells. So, but he in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, he also praises Hanuman with this same verse which I just quoted. He praises him for his position of service. He's the ideal of service, fully surrendered service. That motive of service is brought to the highest level by the gopis, but they don't denigrate. The gopis will also worship. If they were, of course, generally Hanuman, you won't find him in Gopi Leela. But the gopis, they know about Ram Leela. Anyway, this is saying that Naikatma, not one form. The devotees, the Gauriya Vaishnavas, they are enjoined to particularly concentrate on the form of Krishna, Dvibhuj Murlida, two-handed holder of the flute in Vrindavan. And generally people concentrate on one form, just like in some traditional families. The family deity will be Balaji in Tirumala, or Ranganatha Swami in Sri Rangam, or maybe there are so many Divya Deshams, there's so many forms of the Lord. So concentrating on one particular form. But at the same time, we should know that he is Naikatma, not only one form. And all the deities, they all have their pastimes. It's not that they're some statue. They all have their particular leelas. There are so many leelas. All the great devotees, they reciprocate with the Lord. We may see stone, but the devotees, they see, this is Krishna. Yeah? Patima naha tumi sakhat brajendra nandam. We find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the one devotee, he wanted Gopal to come. You have to come. You're supposed to be the witness. This man, he told me that he would give his daughter in charity to me. Now he doesn't want to give. You're the witness. So you have to come and walk with me back to my village. Gopal said, well, I never heard of a deity walking before. But then the devotee, he defeated him in logic and said, if you can talk with me, then you can walk. So come. You're not a statue. Pratima nahatumi shakat brajendra nana. You're directly Krishna. So I know you can walk, you can talk, you can steal butter, you can steal the gopis' clothes, and you can give witness. You have to walk. So before all the deities, you'll find they have so many interactions with their devotees. Srila Prabhupada, when installing the deities of Rukmini Dwarkanath in Los Angeles, not Dwarkadish, the smaller deities are called Dwarkanath, he said that if you think this deity is a brass made idol, he will remain to you a brass made idol forever. But if you want to talk with Krishna, he will talk with you. He wants to talk with you. He gave the example of Bhangshidas Babaji. He was talking with his deities. But Prabhupada said, you have to prepare yourself for that. So by hearing about Krishna, he's very excited. All these deities, they have so many activities. There's one deity there in Kanchi. That's, what's his name? Swabhakta. The name means he followed the order of his devotee. Can anyone remember? Do you have anyone from South India? The very name, I just can't remember. Yukta, what's his name? The very name means he followed the order of his devotee. There's another in Kanchi, Pandava Duta. He's the messenger for the Pandavas. So anyway, that deity, whose name I can't remember, he got up and walked. That's the Tamil name. Sayukta. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the Sanskrit. I can't pronounce the Tamil. Yeah, so he got up and walked away, and when he came back, he lay down on the other side. That's his particular. So all the deities, they're active. They're not passive. If we want to get many, many relationships with different devotees, that's why Krishna has many activities. So we heard something about Krishna, Hare Krishna.